Eagles. Good.
Yeah, drive. That's a good, yeah. Yeah, centerfold. Super tramp. Yeah, great wide open. All right, I don't want to hear any news, really. No, you lost me at Stone Temple Pilots. Second generation classic rock. Mellow rock. Yeah, a little Simon and Garfunkel. Huh?
I don't know. I'm going to drive the car. Figure this out on the road. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, out of shadow roads. I'm homeward bound. This works out.
Yeah, there was no ska station, at least not under rock. It's no...
You'd petition Apple Music and say, what the fuck? I would just say, what the fuck? And hope that they would infer from that, that they're like, you're right, we boned it up, we're adding a ska station, we're very sorry. Motherfucker. Yeah, some crunchy grooves, man. Yeah, that's what we've been missing. I find much of Ringo Starr's solo output to be totally fucking insufferable. It is at least occasionally hilarious in how bad it is, but... Beginning of Little Lies sounds kind of like Chun-Li's stage. Just a little bit. That's all. Yeah.
Well, look at the guy on the fucking rented scooter riding his fucking rented scooter in the fucking bike lane. That's a cool fucking move. You're really fucking selling me on this whole fucking renting scooters to people that shouldn't fucking be on a scooter ever. Fucking plan they've got going over at Scoot, where they're disrupting things like safety. No Buffett. We got rules. Well, you guys, I brought my B game. Finished it. Now what? I don't know if that's
Van Morrison either, but
well, it's a marvelous
give this a couple of seconds.
Dance with the stars above in your eyes.
The Garfield kart game, what is a kart racing game going to be fun to stream? Like, no, not really. Unless it's got a story mode or something insane. I don't know about that.
You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hate. You know the sun. I want to hear someone rap over these drums. In this track where there's no guitar, can I isolate the drums? Can I get at them? Is this in Rock Band? In and out, 2 minutes. Dreamboat Annie didn't need any more. Roll it back though. Can I? Oh, it's playing on this fucking radio thing, so you can't. I don't get why they would have any restrictions on this shit. I'm paying them. I have to remember to listen to the first 8 seconds of Dreamboat Annie later and. Thank you. I tell myself that I like Rod Stewart, but in practice, it's kind of a small handful of songs. And that's not one. I'd say this is like one of like two Billy Joel songs that might get a pass. Only because it was the theme song to that TV show. That's all I can take. Favorite reggae artist, Paul Simon. Street in his underwear. Appeared to be holding pants in his hand. I don't know. Alright. Let's try a different station. Listen, hold on, I just can't get away. Is fucking up everything. Infringing upon my right to go faster than this. Classic rock songs, and not everyone. There are a lot of classic rock songs where I feel like I want to hear like about a minute and a half, 2 minutes of it. Dreamboat Annie length, if you will. Like, I feel like I've heard enough of Space Truckin'. It's all right, it's fine. I like the guitar tone. It's nice. But I don't want to trudge through the fucking back third of it. Hear like, you know, a couple, like a verse, solo, wrap it up. Cliff's Notes remixes of classic rock anthems. God. today's busy world, no one has time to make it through all the fucking Deep Purple's long fucking shit, so. Listening to one, just like treat it like podcasts. We take out the silence and, you know, some 1.5x, you know, you really just fucking knock it out. Come on. Song. It's a good song. Deserves better. Whatever, I guess it was made immortal, in a way.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Jackson Brown's song.
Just saw either, well, I don't know, I saw a flying object and I can't identify it, so it's almost certainly a shooting star, but from where I was driving it looked like it was going across the sky and not like down. Yeah, I don't know, like it almost looked like something flying overhead at an incredible rate of speed, and you know, it's dark, so that perspective is all hard to pick up. It's pretty fucking cool.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack and Diane? Yeah, that's... Yeah. I think it's... fine. I would never want to listen to it. But, like, there are individual parts of that song that I like. Lyrics, vocals, not one of those parts. When it breaks down, you can sample that, rap over that. Someone almost certainly has. What was it? There was a song that fucking was... not a cover of it, but like basically lifted the whole track. And it was like some R&B song or something. I can't remember. But it was terrible! Jessica Simpson or something fucked up like that? Realized that this was the best part of their song and said it a lot. Like, no, this is the good part of the song. And now you'll miss it. Like, this is son of a bitch. This is it. Just fucking lay it down. I'm gonna fucking say this shit over and over again, and people will remember this song fucking 40, 50 years from now. fucking shit you can fix a Dodge to. Is all about earning loonies and toonies, or I mean, being self-employed and doing jack shit instead of earning loonies and toonies.
think about you. Think about love.
Catalog. Floyd is boring. It's never. Never ever click on me. A few people I've known over the years that have been like big Pink Floyd fans, I've never found them to be trustworthy people.
Oh, Jamie's crying.
All right. I made it. Everybody, good night. And, yeah. Don't look at the fight stick. I'll see you tomorrow.